Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the snap from Andrews. Mills fakes the give, throws right side, caught! Touchdown, Christian Kirk! The Texans score! They tie it up. They can take the lead with the extra point. Davis Mills TD pass to a wide open Aggie, Christian Kirk.
Yeah, Texans radio, very wide open. They did hit the extra point, unlike the Bills last night, who missed an extra point on their opening drive touchdown, and they were chasing that point the rest of the game. Ultimately, Houston has the win last night. Pearl, 23-19. Yeah. I don't know why I just botched that. It was a terrible, terrible night for the Buffalo Bills.
We were going back and forth predicting the score early on.
Well, how about this? Three turnovers. Yeah. That was a major major stat from last night. Buffalo, two interceptions. They have a fumble. Somehow they're able to convert a 4th and 27 on the final drive when they're driving down less than a score. They do a lateral that completely fakes out the Houston Texans. Yet, when it's at a 4th and 1, then their all-world left tackle false starts to a 4th and 6. Then Gabe Davis cannot get his feet in. It was a disaster in the final drive, Pearl. It was the 4th and 27. Then Gabe Davis can't get his feet in. Then they do the 4th and 1. The false start makes it 4th and 6. And then it was Josh Allen throwing a second pick. It was just completely discombobulated in the final drive.
Yeah,
like me right now.
I'm not going to kill a Gabe Davis for that. So, funny thing is, James Cook has this big touchdown run early in the game. I thought the Bills were going to blow them out. Davis Mills was 1 for 8 on his first 9 passes. I thought this was such an easy win. I have no idea what happened after that first drive. The offense just completely disappeared. I know you know this. They got 7 of their points were on a kickoff return. It was very surprising. I thought the Bills opened up the first quarter looking great, and then something just switched.
Well, I can tell you what switched. The Texans' defensive front got after Buffalo and started dominating their offensive line.
Okay. I think it was, you don't think it was Josh Allen was hit and rattled and changed everything?
I mean, I think that's possible, but even after he got hit and he's kind of writhing around in pain, like he was still able to complete some passes.
Yeah.
You know, I'll tell you another thing I think that happened. They go on a 13-play drive in the first drive of the second quarter where they get down into the reddish zone and they come away with a field goal instead of a touchdown. Yeah. Then obviously you just heard the Davis Mills touchdown to Christian Kirk. And then the next play, Josh Allen throws an interception. Now, it got tipped, you know, maybe not his fault, but then the Texans turn that into a field goal. Then the Bills actually do get a kickoff return for a touchdown, but the Texans answer with a touchdown. So,
which was a miracle, by the way, that Davis Mills navigated that drive at the end of the half. It looked like the Texans were coming up with zilp.
Yeah, then you add a fumble in from Khalil Shakir, and you find yourself in a situation, turnover on downs, and you find yourself in a situation where Josh Allen has to do everything to drive down the field, and it was it was just too much. That defensive line was overwhelming. All right, let's get to Nick Costos. He's the host of You Better You Bet. I don't even want to talk to Nick about this game. Because here's the thing about Nick and I. Good morning, Costos. How you doing?
Good to be on. I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about Nick and I.
Let's
see what comes next.
Here's the thing about Nick and I. Nick and I actually see Buffalo the same way. You're a little more, I mean, I've lost all faith. I've already said, Nick, this is not the year. We've talked about how I think Sean McDermott needs to go. I think Brandon B needs to go. Like, it all has to get shaken up. It's not working here. So you and I are on the same page. But I think you are in the never Josh Allen category. And I'm in the, he could still win a Super Bowl.
Oh, no, it's not. Josh Allen's awesome. Josh Allen can definitely win a Super Bowl. They just need a different head coach. Like,
and GM.
I've said this. I think the coach is more important. I've said this with you guys before, and it can bear repeating until the cows come home, right? In the history of the NFL, and look, like the Super Bowl era, there's a 60th Super Bowl coming up. It's not the largest sample size ever, but in the history of the NFL in the Super Bowl era, we have never seen, and this goes for John Harbaugh, Lamar Jackson as well, same draft. We have never seen a coach-quarterback pairing be together this long, never make a Super Bowl yet, and win one. It has never happened before. I think this is beyond stale. I've been saying this for 2 years with Harbaugh and Lamar and Allen and McDermott. It's not an anti-Josh Allen thing. I think if you were going to be anti one of these quarterbacks, it would be Lamar. Because the big game starts and his eyes are as wide as dinner plates. Like, Josh has stared down Mahomes. He's done it before. Like, he's played really well in these playoff games. The one against Cincinnati, maybe notwithstanding. But until they change the coach, I'm not saying they can't win. Of course they can. Just I'll never bet on it. So I think they need to make wholesale changes. I think they needed to make these changes 2 years ago.
Burrow and Taylor are in year six, by the way, which is also past the
window. But they made a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but no one's won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
In
well,
five.
They're not. Well, they're not. They're not going to, because they have the worst defense of all time. But
hey,
yes,
we were just debating the Cam Newton. Did you see the Cam Newton Drake May controversy? Or Cam Newton called the Patriots fool's gold. And I know I asked you about a lot of futures. The Patriots are currently 10th in Super Bowl odds, which kind of makes what Cam Newton is saying about the Patriots ring true to me. I kind of believe it. I think that they're going to have this gaudy regular season record, but it's bad competition. Is that? But in the wide open AFC, is that too low for the Patriots?
So I think what the way I'd like to bet the Patriots, and I think I need to make a mea culpa on your show.
Okay.
Because on Friday, well, I do a bunch of media on Friday mornings, but I do your show at this time, and then I go on WEI in Boston at 9:30. And you guys asked me a couple questions last week about the Patriots following the Thursday night win against the Jets. And then they asked me on the show in Boston, right, and on WEI. And it kind of made me sit like at 10 o'clock Eastern when I'm done, and I thought about it a little bit. And I actually think the way I presented it was incorrect. Not that I got factual error. Like I said things that were incorrect. Just that I thought about it a little more, and I would like to amend my opinion on the Patriots. So I don't think the Patriots can win the Super Bowl. But with that being said, there's a path for them to potentially get there, even if I don't think they're like a classically good conference champion. I am still holding to the opinion, and I might be the last person on Moron Island, like population one. I still think the Chiefs are the only AFC team with upside enough to win the Super Bowl. But like, if the Chiefs don't make the playoffs or get picked off, so now you might have the Patriots with home field against Denver. Like, Denver's roster is better, but you'll take Drake May over Bo Nix. Like, the Bills, I don't trust Allen and McDermott. The Ravens, I don't trust Lamar and John Harbaugh. And you may get into a situation where New England has to win two home games, and they're in the Super Bowl. And if you think that's possible, the way that I would like to bet it, instead of them winning the AFC or winning the Super Bowl, because like, when they get there, they can't win. Not possible. Because they're going to have to play the Eagles. They're going to have to play the Rams. Like, pick your team of choice. I actually, on Friday afternoon last week, 7 days ago, I bet a couple Super Bowl exact results. Rams over Patriots and Eagles over Patriots. Because I think, like, those are the two most likely teams to win the conference. And if the Patriots get there, I think they're losing. I don't think they can win. I don't think the Bills can win. I don't think the Ravens can win. I don't think the Colts can win. I don't think the Broncos can win. I think the NFC is going to win, unless Kansas City gets white hot here down the stretch and makes it.
Interesting. Well, Moron Island population two, because Perloff also believes that about the Chiefs. No, you guys aren't morons. You're actually smart about it. And it's just, you know, because we've watched it, though. I mean, the record doesn't really mean the same thing. All right, let's get to some other NFL games that we keep got an eye on, Nick. And let's start with the Chiefs, actually. So they're home 3.5-point favorites. Indianapolis Colts coming to town. How you betting this one?
Yeah, I want to wait for it to go down to -3, which I believe it will, and I want to bet Kansas City. Now, there is something that will complicate this potentially. which is Daniel Jones was added to Indianapolis's injury report yesterday. I believe it was a quad injury. He was not on Wednesday's injury report. He was listed as limited. Now, the NFL insiders collectively, who like I like a lot of them, but like, we can be honest, like they are getting a lot of stuff incorrect. Like this season, like what came out after that was, well, they're just being cautious. Well, maybe, or maybe he's limited in practice today and we don't know what percent he's going to be going into Sunday's game. So I don't say that to like raise alarms, right? Sound the alarm. He could practice in full today and it's totally good. And I think this number goes down to 3. But if he's like limited in practice again and he's like questionable on the injury report, you know, like we're going to get to a scenario where we're probably going to stay in this range with the Chiefs favored by more than a field goal, in which case, like, I don't really want to bet the game. I do think the Chiefs will win. So maybe it's like Chiefs in some money line parlays. I think the Chiefs will win, but the Daniel Jones injury kind of like complicates how I want to bet this game. And honestly, I feel like if you want to bet the Colts, it complicates how you want to bet this game as well, because obviously you want him to be at full strength if you're going to bet Indianapolis.
All right, Nick, another big game. My Eagles go to Dallas. It's funny. I see a lot of experts on TV picking the Cowboys to win this outright. What has happened to the spread during the week? I see it now as the Eagles -3. Is the momentum heading towards Dallas a little bit, or is that just what I'm seeing?
Oh, no. We were at this was 4.5 at one point, I believe, like before the Monday night game. Now we're down to 3. So there's a couple of factors at play. Number one, Dallas, obviously, like, you know, competition aside, the Raiders stink. Like, they were awesome on Monday night, and the defense looked really good. And it's not just, you know, Quentin Williams, and it's not just Logan Wilson. It's Overshawn's back, and Ravel's back, and Malik Hooker's back. They got, there's like a whole new defense right now. And the offense is obviously cooking when everybody's healthy. And here's just a name for everybody to watch for. I think Clayton Adams, Dallas's, I have no inside information. Dallas's offensive coordinator, Clayton Adams, I think is going to get some head coaching buzz. And I think he should. He was the Cardinals run game coordinator prior to coming to Dallas. He's an absolute stud, like young offensive coach. Just want to throw that out there. So it's that coupled with Lane Johnson's injury and Cam Jurgens has to clear concussion protocol. Now, if it's just Lane Johnson out, right? And think about the construction of the Cowboys defense, where like Micah Parsons obviously isn't there, but you've got Quentin Williams and Kenny Clark, and maybe you feel good about your interior pass rush. Okay, like if Cam Jurgens is playing, like you feel way better about the Eagles. Like maybe Lane Johnson, you can get away with Fred Johnson in this game, no relation. If Jurgens is out, it's obviously a little bit more of a problem. Now, with that being said, I keep looking at the Eagles and they're like DJ Khaled. Like all they do is win. I don't care about the forcing the throws into zone coverage or DVOA or EPA or BABIP or FIP or PER or whatever stats we're going to, I don't care about any of it. What's it good for? Absolutely nothing. Here's what I know. They win every game they play. I'll lay the Eagles. I want to lay -3 though, coming up on Sunday.
Nick Costos joining us from You Better, You Bet. All right, another, this is actually a funny one because I don't know how much of a betting aspect, but obviously there's a lot of interest in Shedeur Sanders, his first start against the Raiders. You know, two teams with a combined 4 wins. I don't know if you see any betting opportunities here, Shedeur props or something like that, Nick.
So this is a fascinating betting market, like actually fascinating. So the point spread on Monday prior to Monday Night Football, and I said this on You Better You Bet at the time, the Raiders were a 3-point favorite. And we got the report that, you know, Gabriel's in concussion protocol. It's possible that Shedeur's going to play. And what I said was, I think if you like the Raiders, you kind of have to bet them like right now. Almost no matter what happens tonight in the game, I think, like, I don't think this number is going to be 3. And that's less to pat myself on the back and be like, look how great I am. I think if you, like, think about it critically, and, like, you have to be, like, kind of trained to do that, like, you know that's going to be the case. So think about it, right? The Raiders on Monday night, like, don't just lose. They get embarrassed. Embarrassed. To the degree that I come on You Better You Bet on Tuesday and say that they should fire Pete Carroll, and I get 0 pushback from anyone that messaged me about it. Everybody agreed. And like, no one agrees with everything I say ever, especially my wife. So the Raiders looked as bad as they could. Now they're -4. Think about that when Shedeur is named the starter. This is like walking in on your girl with your best friend and the next day being like, you know what? Let's get back together. All good. They got embarrassed and got bet out to -4 because Shedeur is playing. So now that we're at a point where the point spread's 4, like I bet the Raiders -3. So like, that's my bet. Do I feel confident in it? No, like they're horrible.
Yeah.
And here's Myles Garrett against that offensive line. I actually think if you're going to bet the game now, maybe you bet the Browns to win. I don't think Shedeur is going to be good, But I can't advocate laying four. I don't know that there's much to do here in this game right now, candidly.
I see the Shador passing totals over-under is 159.5. Vegas doesn't seem to have a lot of faith in Shador.
Yeah, he's such a... People get really mad.
Yeah.
I don't think he... It's not personal. Like, yeah. I don't care. There's no conspiracy here. This is not like what happened in Roswell. Like, who shot JFK? Yeah. Why did Shador go in the fifth round? Like, he's not very good. Like, that's it. And I don't think he's good. And I thought he was terrible on Sunday against Baltimore. Now, you want to say, it's a fair argument.
Yeah.
Like, no reps with the first team, thrown into the fire against a tough defense. I get it. Like, I'm open to the possibility that he's way better on Sunday than I think. But again, this is like, we're talking about bets. Would you bet on it? I wouldn't. But if you want to, you two of you, the people watching or listening, I can be wrong. Go for it. I don't think it's going to happen for him.
No, I wouldn't bet the Browns anything with any of your money.
Miles Garrett, whatever
that bet. Defensive player of the year.
He'll win if he breaks the sack record.
Which he will.
So like that's what you have to handicap.
On Sunday.
If you want to bet Miles
Garrett. He's at 15. He'll break it on Sunday against that line.
He should have like three sacks on Sunday. Like, you're 100% right about that.
A big game, actually. Bears hosting the Steelers. There's so much going on with this game. I don't think we understand the Bears, and we don't know exactly what's going on with the Steelers. How do you view this game? I've seen it right now, Bears -2.5.
Yeah, so I'd like to bet the Bears. There's a lot going on here, Perloff, though, like you said, in this game. And it goes beyond, like, is Aaron Rodgers going to play or not? The Bears have... And I can bring it up here. I don't even know if it matters to name all the names. The Bears have like a lot of defensive players on their injury report right now. So, like, there's a lot to figure out. My sense is that we will close somewhere in this range. Bears favored by less than 3. If we get there and, like, you know, I'd prefer Mason Rudolph to play if I want to bet the Bears. I would like to not bet against Aaron Rodgers in Chicago. I'd like to find a way to bet the Bears in this game. And I'll give you a prop angle for this game if you guys would like. Are you interested in that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I just want to see if it's here, because it wasn't yesterday. So give me, I'm going to have it in a second. All right, so receiving yards. Okay, this player is not posted yet, but I'll be really quick on this. Bears second-round rookie receiver Luther Burden finally overtook Olamide Zaccheaus as the team's starting slot receiver last week, played 1 million snaps. I don't think the market's going to be caught up to how good he is. His number's going to be pretty low. I'll be looking to bet his over on Sunday.
Okay, Nick, let's do some college
Why
really
fast. Why
is
Perloff like throwing his hands
No,
up
I
like
mean,
that?
It's like, yeah, no, I think that's awesome. Like, nobody's thinking about, like, how's Luther Burden going to do this week? I love it. I'm definitely placing that bet.
Well, and you can throw on the Steelers a little bit. But here's the thing. So... we'll see with Caleb, because you're never really sure where the ball's going. But college, USC, Oregon, Nick, this is a big one. 3:30 Eastern time at Autzen Stadium. Oregon, 10-point favorite. Total is at 59.5. How do you bet this?
I like USC a little bit. I don't know if I love USC. I'll probably place like a small bet on USC in the game now that the number's at 10. I think Oregon is in a little trouble if it loses one of these two games. I don't think Oregon makes it with 2 losses.
Yeah.
I think, like, Oregon's out. So, like, the Miamis of the world, the Utahs, the BYUs, I think are going to be watching this game very keenly, hoping USC is able to pull the upset. Now, Oregon's going to be able to score in the game. Like, USC is not winning this game 20-17. Like, Oregon's going to be able to score. And Oregon does have an excellent passing defense. But I think we have to consider some of the competition that they played, right? Here, this is a Lincoln Riley offense with a very good quarterback and a couple NFL receivers, including one in Lemon, who might go in the top 10 of the draft next year. So the point spread's huge. I do think USC is live in the game. 10 is a buy for me on USC. It won't be like obviously everybody always bet within your means. This will be like a smaller bet for me compared to like a bet I would put on an NFL game. So USC plus 10 for me coming up tomorrow.
Hey, Nick, I feel like there's a lot of upsets in college football this time of year. Is there any big underdog that you think we should watch this weekend? Someone you like that we might not have been thinking about?
Missouri on the road at Oklahoma. So I think like, Oklahoma doesn't stink. So I don't want to like say that they stink, but I don't think they're as good as this ranking indicates. And there is a little bit of like bet annoyance here because I did bet Alabama last week and like Oklahoma beat them outright. So there's like a smidge of that here, but like we can also call a spade if you watch the game. It's a pretty fraudulent win. And I'm not suggesting that like Bama should be ranked ahead of Oklahoma. Like Oklahoma won the game. And if Oklahoma wins out, like Oklahoma is going to be in the playoff, there will be nothing to say. Bama dominated that game. Bama turned it over 3 times, and to be fair to Oklahoma and credit them, their special teams was spectacular, gave them a number of short fields. I don't think Oklahoma is as good as this betting market would indicate. Now, the wacky thing that's going on here is we don't know if Missouri's quarterback, Bo Prabula, is going to play in this game. He's been out with the dislocated elbow, I believe, for quite some time here. He was ruled out on game day last week. If he starts, I mean, I think Missouri's live in this game almost no matter what. I did bet Missouri plus the points. I would not be shocked at all if Oklahoma lost either tomorrow or next week against LSU and got bounced out of the college football playoff.
Nick, that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much. We enjoy these Friday mornings with you. Nick Costos, the host of You Better, You Bet, and thanks for the advice.
You got it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
And good luck to your Giants this weekend.
Yeah. Thanks,
well,
bud.
I'm betting Detroit, so, and the over. So I hope Detroit wins 55-0.
We knew you would. All right, that's Nick Costos. We're going to take a quick timeout. Tony Khan, who is one of the owners of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Fulham FC, and also the president, Pearl, of AEW.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to join us next here in studio. It's Maggie and Perloff Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff Show. Tony Khan will be in momentarily. Hey, Maggie, so I want to ask you something that Nick and you kind of agreed on, kind of didn't agree on in the last segment about the Buffalo Bills.
Okay.
Nick Costos, who comes on every Friday from You Better We Bet, says that they need a new coach, and you agree with that. Do they also need a new GM? That seems as the... What is Brandon Bean, who's really well thought of as a GM, what is he doing wrong? Like, I feel like he would get scooped up in a second. He's got a great reputation.
Yeah, but Sean McDermott might get scooped up in a second. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily what you should be judging things on, right? You can't just be afraid that if you let somebody go that, you know, all of a sudden they're going to go somewhere else. It can't be about that.
Well, I mean, I say the reason he'd be scooped up is I think he's got a pretty good track record. What's his flaw? I get the coach, but...
Yeah. So to me, as Tony Khan's coming inside here, going to get set up. Hey, Tony, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing? We're just quickly talking about Buffalo from last night. I'm sure you obviously were watching this game quite a bit because of Houston Texans in the same division as the team that you own, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and also because Buffalo now and Jacksonville are going to be fighting it out, looks like, for a wild card spot. First of all, welcome to the show.
Great to see you.
Yeah,
great to see both of you. Thanks for having me.
You are fantastic for doing this. Obviously, you're one of the owners of the Jacksonville Jaguars. You are the sporting director of Fulham FC. You are also the owner, CEO, and GM of AEW. Got your big event tomorrow night, Prudential Center, AEW full gear. We just had the Costco guys in here.
I just saw them.
We're going to talk a ton about what's going on tomorrow at the Prudential Center, but we got to start football with you. So you're watching this game last night and you're watching Houston Texans and you're thinking what as the Jags, one of the Jags owners?
Well, I don't know if you saw our game against Houston a couple weeks ago, but they're one of the top defenses in the NFL. And I was watching the game and I was still very, very impressed with what they do. And they're a very, very strong team on defense. And I thought it was really, really evident. And I think it was Very impressive what they did.
You know, your team, obviously that was a tough game for you guys, blowing that 19-point lead. But, Tony, rebounding very nicely against the Chargers. And this offense has looked different from the bye week, which is funny, your offense, Jags offense, because you have, you're down some guys in far, as far as the receiving core with Brian Thomas and now with Hunter as well. So what have you noticed since the bye with the offense, Travis Hunter?
Oh, there's been so many great things happening with the Jaguars. First of all, Liam Cohen's done an amazing job with this team. He's a tremendous coach. He's doing a great job. I think we all knew Liam was a great play caller coming in, and Liam's come in. He's a really, really great guy, and I think he's also a really great leader. And I think coming out of the bye week, our offense and our, really our whole team felt really, really united. And the whole team really rallied to put together what I thought was in all three phases a very complete and great performance this past weekend against the Chargers, like you just said, Maggie. So I thought we rebounded really, really well. And I think the team's really, really excited for this weekend. It's going to be a nice trip to Arizona. And I'll be making the long haul to Arizona from here after AEW Full Gear tomorrow night, yeah. Which is going to be a nice weekend. You couldn't ask for a better way to spend a sports weekend than AEW Full Gear in Newark at the Prudential Center here on a Saturday night, and then spending all night flying to Arizona for the Jags game.
You just live on an airplane. Yeah, that's basically it.
We were talking about, we had the Costco guys on who are going to be part of the event tomorrow, and they were amazing. We're talking about your energy level. How late, I mean, Saturday night's a big night. How late are you in the arena, and what you have to, then you have to go straight to the plane? Like, do you get sleep in this mix anyway? I don't know, with the adrenaline that you seem to have, I don't think you're going to sleep till Monday.
I think you're right, man. Thank you, Drew. I'm going to go out of the arena. I'll be at the post-fight press conference. We have a scrum after the big championship matches, and then all the wrestling media and the people are going to be at AEW Full Gear. They're going to have their questions. I'll stay for as long as I can, and it's going to be a while. I answer a lot of questions. And so I'll be there well after the event. So I'll be there, you know, into the early morning and then flying all night. And hopefully, like you said, I'll maybe get some sleep on the plane, but I think it's going to be a great weekend and hopefully a lot to celebrate. I know that AEW Full Gear is definitely going to be a great show tomorrow night on pay-per-view. Also, we have the tailgate brawl to kick it off, which is at 7 p.m. Eastern. It's on for the satellite radio people. Instead of 4 p.m. Pacific, it's on live coast-to-coast on TNT. And then Full Gear is going to be an awesome show, and I'm also very optimistic about the Jaguars on Sunday.
It's a big weekend. Tony Khan spending some time with us, and we have a million wrestling questions for you. But great, just one more about football, because as one of the owners of the Jacksonville Jaguars, obviously Travis Hunter, we loved watching him in college win the Heisman. You guys make the big trade to get him in the draft. You took the big swing, and unfortunately, now he's hurt and done for the season. What do you think of his abbreviated rookie campaign?
He was doing fantastic. He was doing fantastic things on both sides of the ball. He's a major, major contributor to the team on offense and defense. So, absolutely, we'd love to have Travis back as soon as we could. And right now, I think the team has done fantastic. Like you said, Maggie, with some injuries, really, they've performed very, very well, and it feels like we have a lot of momentum, but absolutely, we'd love to have Travis if we could, and he was doing fantastic things before the injury.
Okay, wrestling.
Yes.
So,
wait, sorry, one last Travis sorry, update. Hold on one sec.
Okay.
One follow-up to that. Because he got hurt his rookie season, does it make you think twice about him playing both sides of the ball moving forward?
I think Liam is completely unfazed by this. It felt like Liam really was incredibly pleased with how Travis was performing on both sides of the ball. So I think everything was going great. This happened in practice on a Thursday. It was a complete fluke thing. And I think Travis was doing great, great things. So I would imagine Liam's going to really keep doing the things he was doing. He was doing fantastic with developing Travis. I think it was a great move by our GM, James Gladstone, to acquire Travis. And I think Travis is going to be great for the Jaguars.
Okay, sorry, Pearl. Oh, on to the wrestling.
So an easy way to get into Maggie and Perloff's heart is to come on the show and impress us. And we love Mercedes Moné. Like, we're lifetime fans now. She's got a big match on Saturday night. We were talking before, and EJ mentioned the balance between a woman's match really being a marquee matchup. Like, this is, how do you view, like, how big that particular match is on your whole card? Because usually the men's match gets a ton of the spotlight, but this one's big.
Well, I think it's really been something that's been growing for years and years in AEW is the quality of the women's wrestling. I believe that it's gotten better in the quality of the women's wrestlers. It's been a few things. First of all, we have Mercedes Moné versus Chris Statlander. This is the TBS champion versus the world champion. I think it's quite arguably the top two female stars in AEW. But when you look at where we were when AEW started, Chris Statlander was a fantastic prospect. She's the world champion now. She's a great example of one of the young stars that really developed and grew. We also signed huge free agents in AEW along the way. Mercedes Moné is a top example, and this match, it really embodies that, where you've got your world champion who's your homegrown star, who's been built in AEW, versus one of the biggest free agents ever in wrestling, and certainly maybe the biggest female free agent signing ever in pro wrestling, Mercedes Moné, the TBS champion, coming to AEW. And now you've got these two great stars colliding for the world championship tomorrow night at AEW Full Gear. So we've brought in, over the past 6 years since AEW launched, a lot of great free agents, but we've also developed our own homegrown stars. Another one of the great free agents we brought in, who's kind of somebody who embodies both of these things in a unique way, is Timeless Toni Storm. She's been here for several years, but Timeless Toni Storm, when she got here, she had not yet been known as Timeless, and the transformation of Toni is really something to behold. She'll be competing in a huge tag team tournament match involving a lot of the competitors in the Women's World Tag Team Championship tournament in a big four-way match on the pay-per-view to determine who can pick the stipulation for their semifinal match. So there's like all these great things happening in AEW and particularly in the women's division. And I think over the past 6 years, through a combination of developing homegrown stars and signing great free agents, and then in some cases, again, developing those free agents into something that can be even greater in AEW, I think it's been a really positive and really, really awesome thing for the fans too, to have so many great female stars in AEW right now. And certainly, to your point, man, Mercedes Moné versus Chris Statlander tomorrow night, that's a huge, huge match.
Yeah, Mercedes Moné, also just cousin of Snoop Dogg, if you're for the casual fan out there. Toni Khan is with us in studio, one of the owners of the Jacksonville Jaguars, sporting director, Fulham FC, owner, CEO, and the GM of AEW. Yes, now they're... You wear a lot of hats, Toni. True Media, I think that's also your company as well.
Yes.
Okay, so we see that wrestling now has become so much bigger because of the battles between you and WWE. And we've talked about John Cena now. He's holding this tournament to determine who he's going to face in his last match. And there's been some surprise guests. Would you ever think about lending some of your talent, especially people who have had relationships in the past with Cena, in this final moment here for him? Is that totally out of the question?
I can't say it would be totally out of the question, but at the same time, nobody's really called or asked. It would be an unusual thing, but I've worked with a lot of different wrestling promotions. We have great relationships with multiple companies. In Mexico, we work with CMLL, which is the oldest wrestling promotion in the entire world. They've been running for 92 years. They do packed houses every Friday night in Arena Mexico. It is packed, and we have a great relationship with them. New Japan Pro Wrestling is on the path to sell out the Tokyo Dome for a huge match with the president of New Japan in his final match, Tanahashi versus our AEW Unified Champion, Kazuchika Okada. So a lot of great international partnerships. So definitely AEW likes to work with other promotions. So you can never say never.
Do you go to all those matches too?
No, I can't go to every AEW show. I've been at every AEW show. I love it. We have every Wednesday night on TBS and HBO Max now. We do every Saturday night on TNT and HBO Max. The show's an hour early tomorrow night for the Saturday show because of the pay-per-view. It's the tailgate brawl for Full Gear before the Full Gear pay-per-view on HBO Max. And I have to say, I love going to those matches. I love, and one of the things I really like, Drew, is like I love, if I may say, not having to be 100% on and being able to put the pencil down and just enjoy the wrestling. Yeah. You know, Jon Moxley is the only wrestler ever to win the AEW World Championship, the WWE World Championship, and the New Japan IWGP World Championship. And when he won the IWGP World Championship in Chicago, I went to the New Japan show when they came to Chicago it's some of the AEW wrestlers were on the show, but that was like a huge moment because I really wanted to be there when Mox won that title and made history to be the first person ever to do that. Mm. He may be the only person who will ever do that. Mm. So I thought it was a really special thing. Just as an example, I do like to go to those shows, and it was nice not having to produce the show. I didn't have to wear a headset. I just relaxed and watched it. It was nice.
Sit back and be entertained for once as opposed to providing the entertainment. Tony Khan here with us in studio. Just a couple more for you, Tony, and thanks for being generous with your time.
Thank you.
Fans like me of your roster want to know when MJF may be returning. We're here. You're here in the East Coast, which is kind of his stomping grounds. What do you think about him?
Well, first of all, I think MJF is having an amazing year in and out of the ring. He's come to AEW and he's had some great matches. He's been involved in some top matches, some of the best things all year, including some great things with the AEW World Champion, Hangman Page. Mm. Hangman Page has got a huge test in front of him right now. He's facing Samoa Joe in a steel cage match tomorrow night at Full Gear. And Hangman has had so many great matches himself this year, including at AEW Revolution very early in the year in Los Angeles. It was Hangman versus MJF. They had a classic. Then in London at the O2, we set the record for the most wrestling fans ever at a show at the O2. And Max and Hangman had another great match. Hangman came out on top. Hangman's been a dominant world champion for us this year. And one of the major obstacles he's had to overcome has been MJF. And MJF has been away from AEW working on projects. He's filming major movies, including something that I think is just fantastic. He had a huge part in Happy Gilmore 2. He played Happy Gilmore's son, and it was a really prominent part, and he did so well. And it's really helped get more acting roles for MJF, but also really great visibility for AEW. And I do believe MJF is somebody that will be in AEW for a very long time and somebody that embodies what the company's about. And I am very excited about getting MJF back when he's ready and the filming of these movies is over.
There you go. Tony, last one for you from me. And this is because we don't get to talk to owners very often. You make yourself available to us and we appreciate it. One of the biggest stories outside of the NFL, it's in basketball, where Nico Harrison was recently fired as the GM of the Dallas Mavericks. Now, this is not your franchise or anywhere close, but I'm curious, because you've been in these rooms, have you had GMs bring trades to you where you just had to say, first of all, absolutely no, or no and you're crazy, or you really had to think about it? Or just take us from the owner side of this, when a general manager trades away a franchise player like that, and how does something like that happen? Because we're not in those rooms.
I think it's a great question. I do think that there are many different ways and reasons these things can happen. And just like all things in life, there can be great reasons and some reasons aren't as good. And absolutely, I think, you know, it's important to ask about where a trade is, first of all, why it's happening, and then where it's going to benefit the organization and how you're going to come out on the better side of it. And having been around and a part of many, many of trades and transactions over the years, I can say, yeah, absolutely. There have been times where things, you know, you have to ask about them and maybe hold out for a better deal or do something different. And there are some great examples, I think, of teams making franchise-altering moves for the better. And obviously, the flip side of that, on any trade, often they'll be there for the worse. Now, sometimes there are trades, of course, where there are examples where it can benefit both teams. And that's always good to see, too. Sometimes those player-for-player trades can be good for those kinds of things. Sometimes a player-for-picks trade can be good for both sides. In English football, in the Premier League, we do transfers. Typically, it's very rare to see the player-for-player trade there. The transfers are typically money. They don't have the draft picks. So it's a very different system that we have in the Premier League versus what we do in the NFL.
Is there a statute of limitations that's passed on a trade that you vetoed going back with the Jags, like early on, or something where now the players are gone or retired, but one that came to your desk and you said, no.
I think it was a very good process, and I thought that the franchise got the best possible value in a challenging situation. And this is somebody I really, really like. And I think, and if I saw him right now, I would shake his hand. And it was many, many years ago. And it's somebody I have a ton of respect for. But I think it's well known that the franchise has a ton of respect for, but also was in a challenging position. And this is over 5 years ago, I guess 6 years ago, with Jalen Ramsey.
Yep.
And I think that it was a good thing that everybody stood back and talked, and the value that was generated by waiting and talking to people and not rushing into something. There's a huge, huge difference between what the value ended up being out of that trade and what it would have been if it had been executed the moment it first came up, after it first came up.
Yeah.
So that's one example. And I'm not saying that it was like a good, I'm not saying good or bad, anything about it. I'm just saying, like, if you look at the raw value in the trade machine, like the picks and things of what ended up being that trade versus what the, at first day when we first talked about it, what, you know, the offers were, it was a lot different.
We'll leave it there. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, listen, it's 9:43 Eastern on Friday. You look like you're in good shape now. I just want to see you Sunday night. Your playoff hunt, big event on Saturday night. I pray for you, and many energy drinks ahead.
I really appreciate that, and I think it's going to be a really nice weekend. And I really also always appreciate you both having me here, especially when we have AEW Full Gear. I feel like this time of year I always get to see the both of you.
Yeah,
and if this being a sports show, we always end up talking some football and some wrestling. But you know, wrestling is a 52-week-a-year sport.
Yeah.
It's the only one that goes year round. There's no weeks off. We do this every week, and one of the great things is, we tend to stop around here in New York a lot, and you guys are always really nice about having me on, so thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Excited for tomorrow night, AEW Full Gear, Saturday, November 22nd again. Tomorrow, Prudential Center, tickets on sale. You can watch in a variety of ways, pay-per-view and everything, and now we've got cards with with the Costco guys, so we got a little gift here as well. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got some headlines for you before we say goodbye for the weekend. It's the Maggie and Perloff Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, eBay is home to millions of finds, and each one becomes part of your story. From your favorite vintage band tee to the dream car you've been searching for, it's all there. eBay, things people love. All right, we haven't talked a lot of NBA today, but it is in-season tournament time, so everybody is following that really closely. EJ, what do you got on the association?
Maggie and Perloff, two of the Western Conference best teams, square off tonight in Houston. The 10-3 Rockets host the 11-3 Denver Nuggets at 9:30 on Prime Video. The Nuggets, first in the league in scoring. Rockets, second. Two of the best offenses here. I want to ask you guys, who is the bigger threat to the OKC Thunder in the West?
Oof. Oh, man. I think Denver. I think anytime you've got Jokic, you've got a shot. Obviously, I think he's one of the best players in the league, so I'm going to go with Denver. What about you?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely Denver. There was also, he was in the news a lot this week. There was a big social media thing. If you could teach your kid about the NBA through showing one player, who would it be? And a lot of people said Joker.
What?
Yeah, I would have said.
Not Jordan?
If you want, if you want to get them hooked on basketball right now, current players.
Oh, current
who
only.
Would you show them? And a lot of people said Joker, and I did. I would have gone Wemby.
Wemby or Anthony Edwards?
Yeah. I thought, because
or
I don't know.
Steph Curry, like the three-pointers are always fun.
Yeah, nobody really appreciates a big man, but the people just like putting that meme of Joker at a horse racing thing. I think that might be why.
The harness racing. Let's get to Bogush, who's got the latest and greatest. What's up, dude?
Your last batch of headlines sponsored by Skechers. Watch the Skechers World Champions Cup this December 4th, 5th, and 7th on ESPN and ABC. The Costco guys give out 5 booms. The Texans gave out 8 on Thursday Night Football.
Allen to throw. Allen stepping up. He's got too much time. Now he's in trouble. Allen is going to go down to Neil Hunter. He brings him down. And Aziz helps with the finish. A deep sack. The Bills have to burn a timeout.
Mark Vandermeer on Texans radio. Josh Allen sacked a career worst 8 times with 4 other hits. He was picked off twice. Khalil Shakir fumbled. The offense only managed 12 points from the middle of the second quarter until the end of the third. Buffalo gained 15 yards on 14 plays.
Ultimately, we got to execute, and we didn't do a good enough job of that tonight. Whatever situation, whatever circumstance, we gotta put our head down and find a way there. And on the field, we didn't.
Hat tip to Maggie, who basically predicted this game. All your fears came true last night.
And by the way, not to toot my own horn about when my own team I root for is going to lose, but I started getting nervous about this the day the schedule came out, because I know that they are terrible.
Because it was a game on
the
schedule.
No, they're terrible in Houston. Can I also just make one small thing? They were talking about how Josh Allen's getting his jersey retired in Wyoming this weekend. This dude says yes to everything. And I'm not trying to be negative about Wyoming, and he should get all the accolades. But ever since he became the MVP, every single thing in the world is opening up to him. I don't know why his number wasn't retired in Wyoming 5 years ago.
Gotta wait 5 years.
Oh, it's like the Hall of Fame in Wyoming. I don't even think they've retired anyone else's number.
Fattis Dembo.
I'm going to be honest. He's got to stop saying yes to everything. Yeah. It's too much.
You've got real football concerns to focus on. Don't worry about his weekend plans, on his mini bye. Let him go to Wyoming.
Dude, say no. You can
say no.
He can't
say no to his jersey retirement.
You can do it in the offseason.
They don't play football games in the offseason.
Who cares?
Him and the football team.
Get
and
everyone
the whole
together.
State of Wyoming, probably. Everybody.
Do they have to do it during the football season?
When else would you retire a football number?
Yeah, stop with your inane questions.
Spring game.
Not making sense, guys.
I don't want to hear it.
Have a donut. Calm down. It's the weekend.
Eat a Snickers, please.
Are there Quaaludes in that donut?
There could be. I know a guy.
Billy! That explains a lot.
Yeah, well.
Kidding.
Gonna need something harder than a little refined sugar. And that's where we're gonna leave it. Thank you, EJ Stewart. You spun a lot of plates today. Nice job, Scarpacci. Great job. Thank you, Andrew Bogush, Andrew Kaplan. Thank you to the Costco guys. Thank you to Zach Jackson from The Athletic. Thank you to Nick Costos, and thank you to Tony Khan. What a guest list we had today. Enjoy the weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.